Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, beautiful people. How are you doing? My name is Blessing Aladis, and thanks for joining me today on this Business English podcast. Alright, today we are going to talk about how you can spell English words better as a business owner. Is weak English spelling made in misconnections? I mean, as a Middle Eastern founder like you and you wanted to grow his business outside of the UAE. However, he couldn't speak English well. And he couldn't spell English words well either. And he lost so many business because of his weak English skills. Just like I mean, many Middle founders lose good business connections because of their weak English skills. If you find it hard to improve how you spell words in English, I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to improve how you spell English words when you write business documents or emails in English. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this Business English podcast. 99% of Middle-Eastern founders with weak English lost deals. They had lost deals more than 3 times because of their weak English skills. I know there can be some other reasons for them losing deals apart from their weak English skills. However, you can control what happens in your business. As someone who learned English as a fourth language, I know how it feels to lose this because of weak English skills. You don't pray to lose a foreigner, but if that happens, can you confidently say it's not because of your weak English skills? As someone who learned English as a fourth language, developing strong English skills for business is one of the best things I've done. If you don't do anything, you will continue to lose more views. In case you want us to work one-on-one for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills, also to help your business make money, or do you want premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English, you can send me a message. We can DM grow. Kindly go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this Business English podcast and you will see a link. www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Tap on the link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. How can you improve your weak English skills? You join 2,000 to 5,000 private business English programs, but you don't use what you learned. How can you develop strong English skills for your business? When you don't use what you learn, you can't improve your weak English skills. If you say that you are too busy to use what you learn, I understand you. But we all create time for important things. Don't forget about the sleepless nights and stress you add to grow your business. Are you going to allow your weak English skills to reduce the money you can make in your business? When you use what you learn, you can develop strong English skills to help your business make more money. We can work together to help you develop strong English skills to grow your business outside of your country. You need to speak to your foreign clients, partners, and investors in English, but you don't know how to speak English with confidence during meetings. Do you see your weak English skills helping you grow business outside your country? 99.99% of Middle-Eastern founders who spoke with me because of their weak English skills, we ashamed of the many grammar errors to make when we speak during meetings. We find it hard to make simple sentences in English. We find it hard to deliver good business presentations and speeches in English at worldwide events. So I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to learn how to speak English better and how to spell English words better. Are you too busy to stop losing money? I got a message from a busy business owner who wanted to stop losing money because of our working list skills. I mean, I was a busy business owner like you, and I stopped improving her English skills for a long time because she was too busy to learn. Due to this, she lost big deals because of her weak English skills. She couldn't build many strong business connections outside of her country. Amina said, I lost money because I was too busy to improve my weak English skills. She was very busy. But she started working with me and did almost all of the daily assignments I gave her. The truth is that we all create time for important things. When you're ready to create time to grow your business with strong English skills within 8 months, I'm here for you. Improving your weak English is hard when you don't know how to improve your weak English skills, when you think that you are too old to learn, when you are not ready to put in the time and effort to improve. You join 2 to 5 business English courses every year without using what you learn. That's why you can't say what you have in mind in English during meetings and events. That's why you can't negotiate deals confidently in English. That's why you can build strong business connections with your foreign clients, partners, and investors in English. This is not just about learning English. It's about using your English skills to make more money worldwide. Are your English skills helping you make more money? Salma followed 99% update. Guys, I gave him and started connecting well in English during meetings. Stop counting the business English courses you joined. Start working towards using your English skills to make more money. When you don't do anything, you will continue to lose more deals. Here are 2 ways I can help you. That's a 1-on-1 for 8 months to help you improve your working English skills and grow your business. And the second one is premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English. All right, the first tip that I have here for you is this. Use 10 to 15 minutes, 3 times a week to learn the spellings of 5 common English words that are related to your business. And the second one is download spelling checking and proofreading tools on your phones, tablets, and computers. I mean, you can use tools like Grammarly or Quillbot. Let me spell that. Quillbot. And the next one is use those tools to proofread and check the correct spelling of English words when you want to write business emails or when you've written business emails or documents in English. And the lesson is download English spelling games that are related to the business you do. And the last one is use 10 to 15 minutes every day to write a short business email or document to help you get familiar with the correct spelling of English words. Also, don't forget to speak up during meetings. In case you want to buy me coffee to support me, kindly go to the link in the description of this business English podcast, www.finlilycoach.com/link. In case you want to reach out to me, kindly go to that same link, www.finlilycoach.com/link. Kindly go to the description of this business English podcast and you will see the link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Alright, I'll leave you and love you. Alright, love you and leave you. Alright, and thank you. Bye.
Whoa, this is an app. So, thank you. Alright. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, era for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for media and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help media and business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills. Within 8 to 12 months, DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add .com/linka. You can also check the description of this podcast episode and the URL friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.